The Wizard of Oz. The Emerald City. When the last glimmer of light disappeared from the forest, the travelers camped under a large tree. Dorothy lit a fire, and the Scarecrow hurried off to collect some nuts for her supper. Next morning, the first thing Dorothy noticed was that the trees no longer met overhead. Perhaps, she thought, they were at last coming to the end of the forest. The travelers pressed on, and soon they came to a broad, fast-flowing river. They gasped with pleasure when they saw what was on the other side. It was a beautiful country of green meadows dotted with bright flowers, trees laden with succulent fruit lined the road of yellow brick.
"The Tin Man will have to build a raft so we can cross the river," said the Scarecrow.
The Tin Man got to work with his axe, and some hours later, the travelers stepped onto a raft made from logs. The Tin Man and the Scarecrow held long poles to push the raft through the water. At first, they managed quite well. But when they reached the middle of the river, the swift current swept the raft downstream, farther and farther away from the road of yellow brick.
"We will never get to the Emerald City if we do not stop the raft," said the Scarecrow.
He then pushed very hard on his long pole, so hard that it stuck fast in the mud at the bottom of the river. Before he could pull it out again or let go, the raft was swept away, and the poor Scarecrow was left clinging to the pole in the middle of the swirling water.
"Goodbye!"
he called after them. The lion spoke just as the Tin Man was about to cry for his lost friend.
"Something must be done to save us. I think I can swim to the shore and pull the raft after me, if you will only hold fast to the tip of my tail."
The lion sprang into the water, and the Tin Man held onto his tail. Big as the lion was, it was hard work for him to pull the raft to shore. But eventually, he got them out of the current, and then Dorothy took the Tin Man's long pole and helped push the raft to land. They were all tired out when they finally stepped onto the pretty green grass. But they were worried about the Scarecrow, and after a few minutes' rest, they began to walk back along the river. Soon they saw their friend perched on his pole in the middle of the water. No one knew how to save him, so they sat down and gazed wistfully at the sad, lonely figure. Presently, a stork flew by.
"What are you doing here?"
asked the stork. "We're wondering how to rescue the Scarecrow," said Dorothy. The stork looked at the Scarecrow.
"If he wasn't so big and heavy, I would get him for you."
"But he's not heavy at all. He's only stuffed with straw. If you could bring him back to us, we would thank you forever."
"Well, I will try," said the stork.
She flew to the Scarecrow. Then, with her great claws, she grabbed him by the arm and carried him back to his friends. The Scarecrow was so happy that he hugged everyone, even the lion and Toto. Then the kind stork flew away, pleased to have helped someone in trouble. The travelers walked along the smooth road of yellow brick, the Scarecrow singing,
"Dol-de-roll-doy-o,"
at every step. Wherever they looked now, there were green fences and green houses, and the people all wore emerald green clothes. "We must be getting near to the Emerald City," said Dorothy. And as she spoke, a beautiful green glow appeared on the horizon. At last, they arrived at the great green wall that surrounded the Emerald City. front of them was a big gate, all studded with emeralds that glittered in the sun. Dorothy pushed a button on the gate and heard the tinkling of a bell. Then the gate swung open slowly, and they all stepped into a high, arched room. Before them stood a little man clothed in green. At his side was a large green box.
"Now, why have you come to the Emerald City?"
he asked. "We have come to see the Great Oz," said Dorothy.
"Oh, it's been many years since someone asked to see Oz. He is powerful and terrible, and if you've come on a foolish errand, he might be angry and destroy you." "But it is not a foolish errand,"
said the lion.
"It is very important, and we have been told that Oz is a good wizard." "Oh, so he is, and he rules the Emerald City wisely and well. But he is most terrible to those who approach him out of curiosity. I am the guardian of the gates, and since you demand to see the Great Oz, oh, I must take you to his palace. But first, you must put on the spectacles."
He opened the big box and took out some pairs of spectacles with green glass.
"You would be blinded by the brightness of the Emerald City if you did not wear these. When the city was first built, Oz ordered everyone to be locked into a pair, day and night. Only I have the key to unlock them."
The guardian of the gates locked a pair of spectacles onto each of the travellers. Then he led them into the dazzling streets of the city. Everything was green. Even the people's skin had a greenish tinge. When they arrived at the gates of the palace, they were introduced to a soldier with a green beard. He went off to tell Oz that they wished to meet him. "Have you seen Oz?" Dorothy asked on his return.
"Oh, no," he replied. "I don't know anyone who has. Whenever I speak to him, he sits behind a screen. He says that he will see you, but you must each enter his presence alone. He does not want to see more than one of you in a day. I will show you to rooms where you can rest, and tomorrow the Great Oz will send for you."
The next morning, a pretty girl dressed Dorothy in a gown of green silk and led her to the throne room of the Great Oz. She boldly opened the door and found herself in a wonderful room lined with emeralds. But what interested her more was the green marble throne, for sitting in the middle was an enormous head. The eyes turned slowly and looked at her sharply and steadily. Then the mouth moved, and Dorothy heard a voice say,
"I am Oz, the great and terrible. Who are you, and why have you come to see me?"
It was not such an awful voice as she'd expected to come from the big head.
"I am Dorothy, the small and meek," she replied. "And I have come to you for help."
The eyes looked at her thoughtfully. Then the voice asked her where she had got the silver shoes and the mark on her forehead. Dorothy told the story of how her house had landed on the Wicked Witch of the East and killed her. Then the voice asked,
"What do you wish me to do?"
"Help me get back to my Aunt Em and Uncle Henry in Kansas."
The eyes rolled round very queerly.
"Before I help you, you must first help me. You must go to the land of the Winkies and kill the Wicked Witch of the West."
"Oh, but that's impossible."
"You killed the Wicked Witch of the East, and you wear the silver shoes which bear a powerful charm."
Dorothy began to weep.
"I never meant to kill her. If you who are so great and terrible cannot kill the Wicked Witch,
Well, how can I ever do it?
That is for you to decide. Now go, and do not ask to see me again until you have completed your task.
Tearfully, Dorothy left the throne room and went back to her friends. They were all very sorry when they heard her story, but there was nothing they could do to help her. The next day, the Scarecrow was led to the throne room. Instead of a head, he saw a most beautiful lady. But she too said that Oz never helped anyone without getting something in return. If the Scarecrow wanted brains, he would have to destroy the Wicked Witch of the West. Next, it was the turn of the Tin Man. He was confronted by a terrible beast, which was nearly as big as an elephant and had 5 eyes, 5 arms, and 5 legs. He told the Tin Man that he would only be given a heart when he had helped Dorothy kill the Wicked Witch of the West. The Lion was the last to visit Oz. When he stepped into the throne room, his whiskers were almost singed by a ball of fire.
I am Oz, the great and terrible,
the ball of fire said.
Bring me proof that the Wicked Witch of the West is dead, and I will give you courage.
The friends got together to decide what to do next.
There is only one thing we can do,
said the Lion.
We must go to the land of the Winkies, seek out the Wicked Witch, and destroy her.
And very reluctantly, Dorothy, the Tin Man, and the Scarecrow all agreed.